Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Hare Jai Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Radhe Jai Gaur Nitai Gaur Nitai Gaur Nitai Jai Gaur Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore, Jaya Kishore, Kishore. Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nittai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nittai Gaura Hari Bol Jai Gaur Premanande Jai Mishnubad Paramam Sabarirajakara Stotra Sadasimha His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnubad Paramam Sabarirajakara Stotra Sadasimha His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Sarasari Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namachari Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Gaur Premanande All glories assemble devotees All glories assemble devotees All glories all glories Sri Guru and Gauranga All glory to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 24th chapter. I'm supposed to read from 11 to 15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato jayamdhirahe Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavate uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naistakim Okay, I'll just read text 11, 12, 13 And we can recite 15th shloka, right? This chapter is entitled Matsya, the Lord Fish Incarnation. In this, the present millennium's King Satyavrata later became the son of Vivaswan, the king of the sun planet, and was known as Shraddhadeva, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has given the most of the Manu. Sorry. Text 12. One day, while King Satyavrata was performing his austerity by offering water on the bank of the river Katramala, a small fish appeared in the water in his palm. Text 13. Satyavrata, the king of Dravida Desha, threw the fish into the water of the river along with the water in his palm. O King Parikshit, descendant of Bharata. Text 14. With an appealing voice, the poor small fish said to the king, Satyavrata, who was very merciful, my dear king, protector of the poor, why are you throwing me in the water of the river, where there are other aquatics who can kill me? I am very much afraid of them. Purport. In the Matsya Purana, it is said, Ananta Shaktir Bhagavan, Matsya Rupe Janardhanaha, Krittadaram Vaucha Asya, Swayam Satyavratam Nirupama. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses unlimited potency. Nonetheless, in his pastimes, in the form of fish, he begged protection from King Satyavrata. So, now we recite text 15. Tam Atmano Anugrartam Priyata Matsya Vapurdharam Anjanan Rakshanarthaya Spraha Samano Dande Tam Atmano Anugrartam Pritya Matsya Vapurdharam Anjanan Rakshanarthaya Sapraya Samon Samano Dande Tam Atmano Anugrartam Pritya Matsya Vapurdharam Anjanan Rakshanarthaya Spraya Samano Dande. word to word meaning. Tam under the fish. Atmanaha personal. Anurghartam to show a favor. Prityaya very much pleased. Matsya Vapurdharam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of fish. Ajnanan, without knowledge of this. Rakshanarthaya, just to give protection. Saprayaha, of the fish. Saha, the king. Manaha, mind. Dande, decided. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. To please himself, the king Satyavrata, not knowing that the fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, decided with a great pleasure to give protection, to give the fish protection. Purport. Here is an example of giving service unto a Supreme Personality of Godhead, even without knowledge. Such services is called Ajnan Sukriti. King Satyavrata wanted to show his mercy, not knowing that the fish was the Lord Vishnu. By such unknowing devotional service, one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Service rendered unto the Supreme Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, never goes in vain. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Mangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Rutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sahasrajatam Sahajana Lalitam Sri Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpa Darubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Before I begin this Srimad Bhagavatam class, I would like to seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Actually, I am not qualified to speak to somehow or the other. I was pushed into this place because I may disappoint you every Saturday with Emperor Prabhu will be speaking Bhagavatam class. But due to his busy schedule, I was asked to speak. So, this wonderful episode of King Satyavrata not knowing that fish is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I would like to recap my memory, like, who is King Satyavrata? It's like a question and answer session, because I was not last few days. String of the days. Okay. And also, he's the son of Sun God. So King Satyavrata, when he was performing is a ritualistic ceremony near the bank of Ganga, near the bank of river. So he found, like, when we do Achaman every day, like, he got a fish into his palm. So he threw it away. What is this? Not knowing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see king is usually, they are bound by this duty. They are meant for giving protection for the citizens. And this incident reminds me of King Shibi. He was also bound to give a protection for the people in general. So once he was tested by King Indra and Agnidev. They took a form of hog and pigeon. So they came, once pigeon came to the king, "Oh king, give me protection, this hog is eating me." So king said, "Well, alright, I'm the king, I'm supposed to give protection for everyone, even animals too. So I'll give protection, don't worry." Then hog came. "So, well, you are the giving protection to the pigeon, but I'm also the citizen of your country. You should also give me protection by giving food. You cannot take that." So King Shibi decided I will give protection to the pigeon, and at the same time he would make justice to the hog also, because it is said jivo jivasya jivanam. See, every living entity is the food of another living entity, correct? So at that time he did not speak any philosophical answers like, "Oh pigeon, one day or the other you may die. Dehinosmin yadan dehe kamaram yovananjara. So don't be attached with this body. You should die anyway or other." No, he did not say like that. He was giving protection by his example. He said that the amount of pigeon weight, so I will cut my flesh and put it in balancing scale. You can eat that amount of flesh, he said to the hog. So as he was cutting and put into the balancing scale, that one side on the pigeon, another side is king's flesh. It was not tying up. It was not balancing. Still he was keep on cutting his flesh from his body. Then finally he stood in the balancing scale. So at that time the scale was balanced. Then he was tested. Whenever we do our duties, we always tested. It's like no matter however you do your duty, but it's like always tested, correct? So King Shibi was also tested by Agnidev and Indradev. So he turned to be victorious because he is bound to be his duty and he is not deviating from his duty. Similarly, we see in many incidents in the past history, there are so many people, they are bound to be their duty and they are never deviated. And so there are so many people who deviated from the duty and they lose their path of devotional service. There are so many examples. So whenever King Shibi was not bewildered because he was a devotee of the Lord. On the other day I was hearing lecture from His Holiness Rompa Swami Maharaj. He's mentioning the balancing between material and spiritual life. So we chant Hare Krishna and we get so much of service. So Krishna also gives us balancing in our life. So it's like easy to be said that then we're done again. I may be saying sitting in the Vyasasana, but for me also it's very difficult sometimes. So king usually gives the protection for everyone and he is very charitable. So we should also every time we should render services, also be, you know, compassionate to the others and giving contribution whatever in our limitations we have. So also it is the duty of the king and it is the duty of the sadhakas to maintain our sadhana properly. Also we hear the story of incident where, we see the Bhagavad Gita, King Arjuna was also king, so he was not doing his duty, and Krishna gives the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to do our duty. Many of the people, they think that Bhagavad Gita is an ancient scripture, it is not applicable to us, it was spoken to Arjuna, and it is Hindu scriptures. No, it is meant for everyone, because it teaches us how to do our duty without getting disturbed and distracted in happiness and distress. Sitoshna Sukadukkada. And little service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another shloka is there. Neha Vikramanashvasti Pratyavayana Vidyate Svalpam Apyasa Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Whenever we do little service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is protected from the greatest danger of our life. Unknowingly or knowingly, if you do, it's like whenever a new person comes, enter in the temple, if he sees, wow, very nice temple, it's very clean, very nice deity decoration, whenever the wow factor enters a person's heart, immediately Krishna, Lord, takes over him. It's like when we go to Harinam and we preach to people, we say just, okay, you can come to Sunday feast and Sunday dinner. We can have music. That's how we call. And slowly he comes. He appreciates prasadam. He appreciates food. He appreciates music. After many years, he will be not knowing what is going to happen. Initially, we were not told. I was not told. Like, just come to the temple, eat, dance. If you are hungry, take food and go. That's all. Okay, that's all. That's a process. Simple. We think like that. We enter in the temple and we do some services, and not knowingly, after many, many years, we lose our hair, our lifestyle, and we are into the ashram. That's all. So who will be knowing, who will be imagining, like, what is going to happen to our life? See, when I was preparing the class last night, I saw a picture of Lord Vamandev. Similarly, he was a very small boy with a small lotus feet, and he went to King. He was asking just 3 steps. When King saw, but he's a small boy, you're asking only 3 steps. I'm the king of the universe. Why can't you ask something? No, I want only small steps. King thought, this is very insignificant. If I imagine somebody comes to you, Prabhuji, can you have small prasadam? He brings a small plate. Then you say, hey, gradually, whatever, there is so much prasadam, I can give you so much. Whenever you say tadastu, okay, or tadastu, then he expands himself, Prabhuji, prasadam. So, what you will do? You surrender him to himself. Similarly, the king Satyavrata also, he thought that, I can protect this small fish, what is there, insignificant. Without knowing his knowledge, it expanded into part, he put it in part. It is saying that, oh king, this is not sufficient to me. Then he took into the, put it into well. Then again it said, oh king, this is not sufficient to me. Then he took into the river. Then he took in, he could understand that this fish is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, without knowingly or knowingly, when we do devotional service, it's called Agyata Sukruti. When we do service, automatically Krishna takes over our, he will take charge in our heart and he will clean us. It is said that Krishna, Paramatma inside our heart, is not lazy. He is always seeking, he is always seeing when this person turns to me. When can I take back to him? To Godhead, is always ready to do that. But sometimes we lack the interest or enthusiasm. But to keep up our enthusiasm, like reading Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing lectures, these are all will be helping us. It's a motivation and enthusiastic to progress in devotional service. First, when you enter the temple, we'll see everything new. Every person looks like a pure devotee. And after later, sometimes we, familiarity breeds contamination. Then we slowly end up in, committing offenses. But to be stable in our side, stable on our sadhana, to maintain our sadhana, sadhu sangha is important. Association of the devotees, and gradually reading, eventually we will go to the path of perfection in our life. So how much eager we are to go back to home, back to Godhead, even 10 times eager Krishna is waiting for us. It's like you call your friend to your home and he was knocking door and you are not opening the door for so many times, for after 1 hour or 2 hours, then immediately the friend will be leaving. But because you called him and you have some service with him and he is waiting for many many days, but you are not opening the door. But whereas Krishna inside our heart is also waiting for many many lifetimes. He is knocking, keep on knocking, open the door, open the door, open the door. Then we are lazy becoming and not being enthusiastic, and we are not accepting the instructions of spiritual master. But at the same time we are being negligent in our sadhana. So whenever we turn towards the Lord, towards spiritual master, immediately he is eager to take us back to home, back to Godhead. So simple, like whenever we do our duty, it is said that you will face challenges. Like King Sitavata has faced many challenges, like he was protecting a fish and it's going bigger and bigger. Ultimately he come to know that this fish is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. We do some service and sometimes we pass, sometimes we failure and the past success are the part of our life. Whenever we get failure, we should not be down. Whenever we get past, we should not be, and this, I'm not saying that you should not be happy. My point is that don't be distracted and be stable. So we try to give some services and protect some other living entities, but at the same time, what is our limitation? What is our capacity? We need to think of that. If you go beyond your capacity, then you may lose your track. Correct? So like another story, Maharaj, he was protecting the deer. Who was that Maharaj? Bharat Maharaj. He was protecting the deer. As a Kshatriya, he has some same attitude to protect, give protection to the city. Even though he left his kingdom and wife, children, he was giving protection. But at the same time, he got attached to the deer. He was calling, "Oh deer, where is my deer, deer, deer?" But he was giving protection to the bodily comfort. So the Prabhupada writes in that purport, as long as compassion we can show to the any living entity, giving them Krishna consciousness, not bodily comforts. Body will be there for 20 years, 30 years, and it is gone. Like, always Prabhupada quotes an example, like in a wonderful cage, there's a parrot is sitting. So if you keep on cleaning the cage of the bird, and you don't feed anything to the bird will die. So bodily protection is required, but to a certain limit. And after the certain limit, we cannot give protection to any person. Then when you get attached to it, the King Bharat Maharaj, you have to take the body of the same deer. So when we get attachment to deer, he got attachment and he lose his sadhana and he was fallen from this bhava stage. For us, it's a lesson, for this is pastime. It's like, it's not like King Bharat Maharaj is not losing his devotional service. It is said in the sloka, Neha Vikramanashwasti प्रत्यवायो न विद्य स्वल्पम अप्रियस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात्. सो दैट डिवोशनल सर्विस वॉट एवर ही इज रेंडर्ड इन हिज प्रीवियस लाइफ इट गॉट प्रोटेक्शन. इट्स लाइक अ परमानेंट एसेट इन आवर बैंक बैलेंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. इट्स नॉट लाइक व्हेन यू इन लाइक इन मटीरियल वर्ल्ड इफ यू डाई whatever the bank balance, whatever the amount, whatever the cash you have, you are not going to take it back. You can't claim. Your sons or somebody may take. But this devotional service is exclusively for you. Then it will continue to next life, right? Like Bharat Maharaj, even though he got his dear body, he could able to memorize the slokas. He could able to think the what is absolute truth. And he had association wherever the association of the sadhus, rishis, he used to go in that arena, he used to sit there, the deer, and similarly he got perfection in his next life. So Bharat Maharaj is a classic example. So for any living entity, we can, the highest benefit to do is giving them Krishna consciousness. Like we see so many people homeless, and we can show them compassion, we can give them protection by giving prasadam, by giving, you know, some gifts. But you cannot be attached to that person. If you get attached to that person, and he will rule over you, because he wants, like people in material world, they always wants are many. They can get many things, but still they are not satisfied in their life. You know, rich people or poor people or middle class, whatever. But where this story is, we see the Krishna when he took the form of fish. So he was also asking protection. Then king could understand that I am not the real protector. Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a real protection. So this is the point. And also we see the life of Srila Prabhupada. So he was also giving, he was also compassion soul, and he was giving so much protection to all living. It is by giving Hare Krishna mantra. He is not attached to anyone. At the same time, he was, his mood and mission was fixed to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And when initial days, the devotees, like hippies or whatever, the persons who are helping Srila Prabhupada, they are not knowing what, to whom they are helping and what they are going to become. If they know, would know, like, I will become a monk, they will be getting shocked. Oh my God. So in India, like, there is a, they say this, oh, this boy has become Hare Krishna monk. Surprising. You know, when ladies talk, they say that, do you see that lady? She has two children. One became engineer, another became Hare Krishna monk. It's surprisingly the expression they said. Becoming Hare Krishna monk is themselves is like considered as a gone case. See, his elder child became an engineer, and this buggy's guy became a monk. So it's not like that actually, but it is the highest perfection, highest duty to the humanity. Like when you pour the water to the root of the tree, automatic tree nourishes. When a person devote, a person in the family become a devotee, naturally his seven generations from his father's side, mother's side will be elevated. Just when you see from an external point of view, like a boy, a person is pouring water, he's throwing water on the ground. Just by seeing, but the water is not throwing on the ground, it's just pouring the water to the root of the tree. Correct? So when we render devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's automatically nourished by friends, relatives, everybody. They are all also pleased. Externally we may not externally they may not appreciate what we are doing. But at some point they will appreciate. They say that, oh, are you disturbed with your life? What happened? Why you went to Hare Krishna? Why you became a monk? Is there any failures in your life? Did you not pass your exam? are any love failure? Why you joined this moment? Are your parents are okay? They ask all kinds of questions. Then later they will appreciate whatever you are doing is a good. It's not like immediately they will get appreciate. In India, like they will say that, oh, why you are becoming a monk? It's very bad. Krishna also told dharma, artha, kama and moksha. First you do dharma as a student, you should study and you should get into family life and in retirement life. Then if you have a time, then you can practice Hare Krishna. When you are young, no. It is duty to protect your parents, protect your brother or sister. Then we can go. It's not nothing wrong saying that, but at the same time, simultaneously, we should carry on our duty. What is the real duty? What is the real purpose of our life? Then we have meaning of our life. Then goal of our life is fixed up. It's not protection over giving protection. How long you can protect your relatives or parents? Or so ultimately, he is a protector. When you are taking in charge of protecting somebody, saving somebody, that means it is indirectly envy to the Lord. Then who are you to protect? I am there to protect with my money, with my, you know, with my job. So ultimately he is a protector, he says. The living entity can give them Krishna consciousness is the highest protection, because it carries from lifetime after lifetime. Just by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, just by taking prasadam, we see in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Shastri, we read, so there are so many quotations from Bhagavata and Skanda Purana. Just by taking three drops of Charanamrita, you'll get liberation. So simple. Just by offering obeisances and just by smelling the flowers offered to the Lord. It look simple and it's like insignificant, but it has got tremendous influence on our sadhana. Daily attending Mangalarti, just by seeing Lord is doing a just by seeing the aarti, doing somebody deity worship and somebody is doing aarti, just by seeing the face of the Lord when a pujari is doing aarti, you'll get liberation. It's all mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion. Externally, the person who comes, like it looks like so simple, it acts so much influence on our sadhana. And also we take granted, but when you study the scriptures, you know what you are doing. I'm not saying that you are not studying, but you are studying. But for my realization, when I was studying Nectar of Devotion, I was able to realize. Every day I was thinking, oh, smelling flower, okay. And taking Charanamrita, okay. And now offering obeisance, okay. It's like automatic. It's autopilot, you know. There is no pilot in the flight. It's going auto mode. Pilot went to some drink or something, you know, took a break. Just autopilot. Like we do every day attend Mangalarti, and then incense, smell the incense and smell the flower in. And these are all having great impact on our sadhana in our life. So my point is here that every day when we attend Mangalarti or Guru Puja or whatever festival, Aarti, it has got some impact in our day-to-day life. Like imagine when we go to home, we don't have any such program like this. No Mangalarti, no Guru Puja. Of course, mentally we can do, but in our home, it's like a reverse platform. We may get up whatever time we like to get up, and we may eat whatever we like to eat, and we may read whatever we like to read. There are so many likes, but it will not have any effect on your sadhana. You can try, like when you go home for a vacation, then you can experience, oh, this time we'll have a temple program, morning Mangalarti, this time we'll have a Guru Puja, this time we'll have prasadam. It's everything is fixed up. Fixed timings. So when I go to home, I feel like that. Whatever time I want to get up, I'll get up. It's like, oh, tomorrow Mangal Aarti, I will get up and do chant Hare Krishna, something or other. Then parents will say, can you please move from the or go away from the home and do something outside? Don't disturb our sleep. And when you say, offer prasadam, no, why you are eating like that? Then you'll say, you are a child, keep quiet, don't instruct me. So you are my child, you don't try to instruct me, give instructions. And when his father will be going and washing his hands in the kitchen only, it's actually considered as a mochi. When you say give, try to give instructions to your father or any parents, any mother, sorry, like any elders person in the family, they'll get disturbed and they'll get distracted. This is what you learned in Hare Krishna moment, giving instructions to your father and mother. This is what Krishna taught. They'll quote all kinds of things. So my point is that temple life is very happy and fixed up, and eventually we can progress in sadhana life. So it's already 8:18. I think I should stop here. If you have any questions or comment, corrections accepted.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have one question about you said that Krishna is knocking on the door
Yes.
and just waiting for us to open the door. And
Can you keep mic like that? I can't.
yeah.
Yeah.
sorry. My question is, how do you know, and you said, basically, he's knocking on the door and he's asking us to surrender to him fully and follow his instructions. And you said, follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And I guess my understanding is I can understand that on like a big scale. Okay, so do the temple program and, you know, follow the regulative principles and chant the mantra and offer things to Krishna. Like, that's a large conception of following the instructions of the spiritual master. But even on like a very small scale of like day-to-day activities, interactions, and things like that, what you say to people and how you act with people, how do you know if you're being inspired by the modes of nature or if you're being inspired by divine nature or spiritual nature, by the instructions of the spiritual master? How do you know you're conducting yourself in the proper manner of the instructions of the spiritual master on small day-to-day activities?
Like, by your question, I could understand, how do we know we are progressing in devotional life? What is the instructions we are getting, and how do we know we are getting advanced in spiritual life? That is what your question, right?
Oh, I guess,
If I summarize your question in as one
yeah.
word, like,
Could
how do we know Krishna is giving instructions? How
yeah.
do we know we are accepting, and how do we know we are getting progress in devotional life?
Yeah, how do you know you're accepting Krishna's instructions versus maybe the instructions of your mind?
Yeah, it's a simple, like, what I have heard and what I have learned, it's like spiritual master, as far as possible, he will know the sadhaka, he knows his disciple very well. Accordingly, he given instructions, like chanting 16 rounds and regularly attending program, temple program, and executing devotional service. That is first aspect. And second aspect, how do you know this is the instruction of Maya or this is the instruction of Krishna? Just by reading scriptures, you come to know, or discussing with the devotees, I'm thinking like that, is this correct or wrong? You need to speak up with that any devotee. It's not like whatever it comes in my mind, I will do it. That's called, sometimes we may be correct, and sometimes, most of the time, we'll end up, getting into problems. Correct? So, even Krishna, in the 11th canto, we see, he know he, whenever he wants to, like, do some execute some activity, he will consult. This is what my idea is. This is what I am thinking. So what do you say, Uddhava? He will ask question. Is that, does it mean that Krishna is not, no, he's in ignorance? No, right? He knows everything, past, present and future. But still, as a, to set an example, he will consult Uddhava. Similarly, we, our instructions from the mind, whether it is correct or whether it is wrong, you need to have a mentor or a guidance or a senior. You can ask, this is what I am thinking, Prabhu. This is what inspires me. What do you think? Then they will give a name. Okay, this is also good. But at the same time, they will say, okay, you are doing these services. I like to inspire by doing this service, particular service. That is what you feel. And you went to ask some senior. And he will say, this is very good. But at the same time, he will do some corrections in that service. And then you can execute that service. So my point is that attitude is important. By doing that service, are you pleasing yourself or are you pleasing Krishna or authority? Which is the, what is the attitude you have in your mind? Sometimes we do services that may inspire us also and also authority. But most of the time, mind tricks is very dangerous. It tricks, this is what good for you, this is what good for you. You got this inspiration. Then some at some point of time, we'll do some mess up and we'll start committing offenses to the authority. So when you do, then what is the instructions of mind? It's always away from the Krishna. And doing, not doing properly services, it thinks out its own mind. Okay, regularly every day, why we need to attend program, Mangala Arati. I have attended from past 5 years. No need to attend. That is instruction of mind. But when you don't attend Mangala Arati, I'm giving an example. It's not like when you don't attend Mangala Arati and program, you'll have a deeper, deeper and deeper repercussion in our sadhana. It's like a disturb sometimes. For one day, okay. Second day, okay. Third day, okay. I'm not attending program, but nothing happening to me. But in a longer term, you'll have some reactions. You start losing faith in Guru, start losing faith in Holy Name. Just like when you chant Hare Krishna, so many things with mind gives. Oh, do that, do this, after that. No, during chanting time, we plan our day-to-day schedule. But that is not right. Chanting time exclusively should be chanting. Mind may give, okay, after time we can chant. So that is. So always keep checking your sadhana or your whatever the mind gives. Keep checking with another devotee because we are not in that stage of level of giving, judging ourselves. So intelligence, Krishna will give intelligence. When? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam vipayantiti. When you do priti purvakam japa, bhajantam priti purvakam, then Krishna automatically gives an intelligent. This is good, we can do. Is that make sense? So any other or we can stop? Okay. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Itai Gaur Premanande.